This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Birkenstock shares will start trading on the New York Stock Exchange today. Birkenstock. Get it? Just love saying that. The BBC's Damian McGinnis looks at why the German footwear company decided to have its initial stock offering here and what it hopes to gain from joining the NYSE.
Here in the center of Eastern Berlin, near Hackischer Markt, you have all the hip brands, including a Birkenstock store. There are often queues of achingly hip young people waiting to get into this store. So how did the humble Birkenstock go from fashion faux pas to fashion must-have? Well, to find out, I'm here with Claire Langhammer, founder of Fake PR, that works with German fashion brands. So Claire, when did Birkenstock become so cool?
It's supermodels like Gigi Hadid and Kendall Jenner that are walking around wearing them, making them look incredibly cool. I also think that there was the recent Barbie movie that certainly, you know, opened a door to the mainstream and made everyone much more excited to wear them again.
How did Birkenstock go from being this very sensible German brand to a global superstar in the fashion stage then?
I think they have a really brilliant marketing department, to be honest with you. Also, there is whispers that there will be a collaboration between Gucci and Birkenstock. We saw Sarah Jessica Parker while she was filming Just Like That wearing a pair. So that looks like there's going to be another exciting collaboration in the works.
David Dubois is an associate professor of marketing at INSEAD Business School in France. He says Birkenstock isn't just reliant on being in fashion, it also has a practical appeal.
They really started off working their functional benefit. It was about the durability. It was about comfort. And so by nature, the company is really much more sustainable than most shoewear companies.
He says the brand success is shown by the number of fakes on the market.
The fact that now you increasingly see Birkenstock's counterfeit showcases that the brand has really become a fashion staple.
So let's chat to a few people to find out why the Birkenstock is proving such a hit.
My heart always was beating strong for Birkenstock when it was like this family company and stuff, and now I'm a bit, But at the same time, it's really cool what they're doing, and I find them really, really comfortable, their shoes, right?
And you have a couple at home then?
Yeah, and I grew up with Birkenstock actually. I really like the sole, it's a very good one. It really supports your spine.
Are you surprised that they're so trendy and hip right now?
Yes, I mean, I'm happy because I remember my mom was always like, wear Birkenstock. I was like, ooh, you know, it wasn't cool. And now it's like, yeah, I'm cool. And I'm wearing good stuff for my feet.
Birkenstock is hoping by selling its shares publicly on the New York Stock Exchange, it can raise the cash to make its comfortable fashion even more of a global success. In Berlin, I'm the BBC's Damian McGinnis for Marketplace.